ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಸಂಘ ಕಾನ್ಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಾಲ್. ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಗಿವನ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಸುರೇಶ್ವರ್ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ರಿಯಲಿ ಫಾರ್ಚುನೇಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ ಟುಡೇ. ಸೊ ಹಿಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಸುರೇಶ್ವರ್ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ, ಶ್ಯಾಮ್ ಪ್ರಭುಜಿ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಸೈಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ His Holiness Bhaktichara Swami Maharaj, and Prabhuji is serving ISKCON and Srila Prabhupada for about more than a decade. So we are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. You are there on the call?
Yes, Mataji. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji. Dandavas Pranam, Prabhuji. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time. And thank you so much, Prabhuji. You can take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Mataji, can you make me the presenter? I'll share my screen.
Yes, Prabhuji.
You can share your screen, Prabhuji. You are the presenter.
Yeah. So thank you all for giving me this opportunity to talk. And I've been a regular member of this group, listening to the kathas here for last 7-8 months. And we have seen many exalted speakers speaking, especially we saw yesterday. We saw Hariparshad Prabhuji speaking and binding us closer to the affection of Lord Balaram. Right, yesterday, Hariparshad Prabhu, he bound us. And then in the later afternoon, Gauranga Darshan Prabhu tied the knot a little more for our affection to Lord Balaram. So we have, you know, variety of speakers presenting on this forum so that we can understand Srimad Bhagavatam from many, many different aspects. Right? Otherwise, it's a little confusing. And like Amrinder Prabhu was saying in one of the class, right? So first comes Nishtha, right? Regular hearing. Then that builds our affection, Ruchi. It builds our affection for Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Bhagavatam becomes, right now it says, Pibata Bhagavata Amrutam. So it says, we need to drink Bhagavatam. Right now, we are just hearing and maybe not all of our senses are active. Right. So once we start hearing and understanding this great literature, then all our senses become active and then we start drinking Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavata Amrutam. That's one of the invocation verses in the first chapter. So today, Mataji asked me to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 28th chapter, which is Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life. So we have been seeing this series of talks, right? We have like 5-6 chapters on the pastimes of this King Puranjana, being narrated by Narad Muni to Prachini Parishat, right, for a purpose. What is that purpose? To bring him away from those sacrifices, attachment to those sacrifices, those karmic activities, which he also could not define what was the end result, right? So Narad Muni is giving his association in this elaborate manner, narrating this Puranjana's pastimes, so that King Parshini Parishad can understand what is going on in his life and how at the end we see today our discussion is very little bit tragic, little bit very graphically is very, you know, tough to understand. But we will see how a regular person like Puranjana, right, who we saw through last few weeks, few months, how he was attached to his wife, how he was attached to his children, grandchildren. It is not that we should not be attached, but we should have our attachment to the Lord also, right? In that perspective lens, we see it's fine, but only attachment to them is not good because, you know, we come here together for some time and then we depart anyway, like a straw, two straws of coming together in an ocean, right? It's very rare. We come together, we depart. Like that, there are many examples. So this Puranjana pastime we are seeing, and the main purpose is to bring Narad Muni wants to bring this Parshini Prachini Bharishyat, who is the great grand disciple, great grand son of Prithu Maharaj, right, back on track to Bhakti Yoga. So that he's just that connection he wants to build. Anyway, he's doing all these activities, right? So in that effort, we will see two verses today, verse 11 and verse 12. With that, we'll get started. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So verse 11. Bhayanamno Agrajo Bhrata. Bhayanamno Agrajo Bhrata. Prajvaraha Pratyupasthitaha. Prajvaraha Pratyupasthitaha. Dadaha Tam Purim Krishnam. Dadaha Tam Purim Krishnam. Bratuhu Priya Chikishaya. Bratuhu Priya Chikishaya. So we'll see the word to word meaning a little later. We'll go to translation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Under the circumstances, the elder brother of Yavana Raja, known as Prajvara, set fire to the city to please his younger brother, whose other name is Fear itself. So purport. According to the Vedic system, a dead body is set on fire, but before death there is another fire or fever which is called Prajvara or Vishnu Jvara. Medical science verifies that when one's temperature is raised to 107 degrees, a man immediately dies. This Prajvara or high fever at the last stage of life places the living entity in the midst of blazing fire. So we'll go to the next verse. Verse 428-12, again from the same chapter. Tasyam sadhya maya manayam. Tasyam sadhya maya nam. Sapauraha saparichaddaha. Sapauraha saparichaddaha. Kautumbikaha kutumbinya. Kautumbikaha kutumbinya. Upatapyata savanyaha, upatapyata sanvayaha, upatapyata sanvayaha. So the translation again by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. When the city was set ablaze, all the citizens and servants of the king, as well as all family members, sons, grandsons, wives and other relatives were within the fire. King Puranjana thus became very unhappy. So purport. There are many parts of the body, the senses, the limbs, the skin, the muscles, blood, marrow, etc. All these are considered here figuratively as sons, grandsons, citizens and dependents. When the body is attacked by the Vishnu Jvara, by the fiery condition becomes so acute that sometimes one remains in a coma. This means that the body is in such severe pain that one becomes unconscious and cannot feel the miseries taking place within the body. Indeed, the living entity becomes so helpless at the time of death, at the time of death that although unwillingly he is forced to give up the body and enter another. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that man may by scientific advancement improve the temporary living condition, but that he cannot avoid the pangs of birth, old age, disease and death. These are under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the agency of material nature. A foolish person cannot understand this simple fact. Now people are very busy trying to find petroleum in the midst of the ocean. They are very anxious to make provisions for the future petroleum supply, but they do not make any attempt to ameliorate, right? This is the important part, right? That's what we were talking, that, you know, our attachment is okay, but if we don't have these, right, then that is a big problem. That's what we see in the life of Puranjana. So they are very anxious to make provisions for the future petroleum supply, but they do not make any attempts to ameliorate the conditions of birth, old age, disease and death. They are very anxious to make provisions for the future petroleum supply, but they do not make any attempts to ameliorate the conditions of birth, old age, disease and death. Thus, a person in ignorance, not knowing anything about his own future, is certainly defeated in all activities. Om ajnana timirandasya jnananjana chalakaya chakshur ulmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadanti svapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri yutapadakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathan vitantam sajivam sadvaitam savadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padan sahagana lalita shri vishakan vitamscha he krishna karuna sindhu dina bandho jagatpate gopesha gopika kanta radha kanta namostute tapta kanchana gaurangi radhe vrindavaneshwari rushabanu sute devi pranamami hari priye ಪಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧೂಭ್ಯ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಯಾ, ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಯು ಆಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ವಾಲ್ಯೂಬಲ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಟು ಲಿಸನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೀ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ yeah, thank you Mataji for giving me this opportunity, and it was at the last minute, but I thought, you know, it's okay, I can speak because I've been hearing for quite some time, and we have been hearing on these past times for quite a few weeks now, so I thought I will share, you know, few of the aspects that I was thinking. So now we see these two verses, right, 11 and 12. So in a simple way, if we see now the trio we saw in the beginning, the trio, who are the trio? The Yavana Raja, right, he is represented as Baya. The trio Yavana Raja and Kalakanya, who represents Jara, the old age, and the third Prajvara, right, the fever, which we saw in the end of the last chapter. Prajvara was defined, given elaborate explanation what that fever means, right, when the temperature goes around 107 degrees, right, so what happens. So now in the last few verses we saw the influence of Paya Yavana Raja, how his soldiers are all the diseases, how they with Kalakanya they have attacked Puranjana, the city, right? Puranjana, we know, is Puram Janyati iti Puranjana, right? One who is creating his own body based on his material desires. Now we saw in Puranjana's case, right, he was too engrossly attached for sense gratification, right, towards his wife. Like we saw in the last verse that Prabhupada was saying, that they don't ameliorate the four conditions, right, birth, old age, disease and death, right? So like that he was spending his valuable time away in just spending, you know, gratifying his senses, but he was not taking care of the other part. Now when we don't take care of the other part, what happens? This is what is happening for him, right? So now we saw the trio, Bhaya, the Yavana Raja, Kalakanya, the old age, which is Jara, right? And then this Prajvara, the fever. Now we see the Prajvara's role here, predominantly dominating here. What's happening? Prajvara is now dominating on Puranjana, and she takes over. The Prajvara takes over and burns the body, which, like we saw Prabhupada saying in the purport, all the affectionate people that was defined, Kutumbikaha and his servants and all that, right, are defined as different bodily parts. So we see the cause and effect. So Prajvara is taking over, and what is the effect? It's burning the body of Puranjana. So in this chapter, we see that Puranjana becomes a woman. Now the first part of the, there are 5-part series in this chapter. First part talks about the giving up of the body of Puranjana and how he gives up his body without his own will and with lot of affection for his loved ones, right? Still no choice for him. He was forcibly taken away, and because he remembers his wife, he gets his next life as a woman. That's what we are seeing here, right? So what's happening in this verse is Bhaya Namno Agrajo Bhratha. So Bhaya Namno, this Bhaya, we saw this is one of the trio. So along with Agrajo Bhratha, right? The brother, who is the brother here? Who is the elder brother? Prajvaraha Pratyupastitaha. So Prajvara came and took his presence. Prajvara came and took his presence. Now what does Prajvara do? It's setting fire. Dadaha Tam Purim Krishnam. Right? Dadaha Tam Purim Krishnam. So to the entire body, now he set on fire, like with the temperature. Right? This is again figuratively saying this is the temperature. So now what is this Bharata? What is this Prajvara? So he is the, we know, Agrajo Bharata, right? He is the elder brother of Bhaya. So this trio, they have now collaborated together in the previous chapter. That's what, right, we saw Chandavega's attack and Kalyakanya's characteristics or Kalyakanya's backstory. We saw in the previous chapter, right? Who is Kalyakanya and what is her backstory and how Narada rejected and how she took shelter of Bhaya, right? We saw all that in the previous chapter. Now here, what's happening? So they have attacked. They have made Puranjana very weak, because what was he having? In previous verses, it was said it was full of sense gratification, right? His city was full of sense gratification, and his life here was getting old anyway, right? So nothing to counteract these trio who came with full force. Now here it is Narad Muni saying that Bhaya Namno Agrajo Bhrata Prajvaraha Pratyupastitaha Dadaha Tampurim Krishnam Bratuhu Priya Chikishayaha. So this Prajvara, who is the elder brother of Bhaya, now came and occupied the Puri, right? And it is very pleasing to Bhaya, because now they are collaborating together. And what were the effects? So this is the verse 11. And what were the effects of that Prajvara? So when Prajvara occupied the city and blazing all his, there are like different four or five kinds of his intimate people, his servants, his friends, his family members, his wife, his descendants were all, you know, incapacitated or were very much influenced by this fire. Right? That's what we see here. Right? When the city was set ablaze, all the citizens and servants of the king, as well as all the family members, sons, grandsons, wives, and other relatives were within the fire. King Puranjana thus became very unhappy. He doesn't want to live, he became very unhappy. But when at least a devotee becomes one unhappy, at least our hope is to intensify our devotion to the Lord. But he did not have any of those practices. Right? That's what, you know, in Krishna consciousness, that's what we are practicing. We are reading, we are associating with devotees. We are trying to chant sincerely our 16 rounds. Right? These are all we are trying to do. So there will be some scope. There will be good scope depending on how much sadhana we do. So we will be able to remember the Lord. Otherwise, the Lord will make us remember him. Right? That is, again, the little bit advanced stage. We don't need to worry about that part, right? Until as long as we do our practices nicely, again, it's Lord's free will. We can't force the Lord, right? We know that part. So it is Lord's mercy. Now, the Lord is not cruel at all. He may test us you know, in different ways to make us strong, but the Lord is not cruel at all. He will definitely, you know, we can have that faith. He'll definitely help us. So I will sidetrack a little bit here, right? We were seeing this very graphical narration. Right? I will share one picture of this. Prabhuji, I asked Gauranga Darshan Prabhu to share this picture with me here. You know, the here we see the, you know, the miserable condition of Puranjana, right? He's being attacked by these soldiers of Yavana Raja, the disease, Kalyakanya is there. You know, there are the Chandavegas, the time, right? The Gandharvas, the time factor is coming and attacking. So he's in, you know, extreme miserable condition. Now he doesn't know what to do because he has not practiced or he has not heard to his the super soul. So this is, you know, very graphical representation of what's happening. But if we contrast and see in a devotee's life.
Prabhu, the picture.
Sorry?
We can't see the picture.
You can't see the picture, Mataji. I'm sharing, Mataji. Oh, okay. Let me stop and share. Okay. Can you see, Mataji, no? Can you see, Mataji, the picture now?
Not yet.
No, Mataji, or yes?
No, Prabhu.
Okay, Mataji, let me share again. Maybe I just shared that. Okay. Share the desktop, yeah. Yeah. So this is the picture that I was talking about, right?
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yeah. So this is, you know, very miserable condition he's put into, right? With his all, you know, graphical representation of time, so many soldiers, Jara, you know, whatnot, right? This is a typical movie scene that Narada Muni is presenting. What happens to you, right? He's giving his future life to Parshini, Prachini Parishad. Now, before, you know, we were reading a few days back the passing away of Bhishma Dev. The passing away of Bhishma Dev, we were reading few weeks back in our Sunday Sangha program. So we see even Bhishma Dev, right, is very little bit difficult to understand. His love is, you know, his service to the Lord is not very explicit, right? If we ask what is one thing, you know, one big thing he might have done, it's not very explicit. It is there, but it's not very explicit. Right. If we want to know what is that explicit, we have to read 9th chapter from Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada explains a lot in all his purports. And we see Bhishma Dev, right, is in bed of arrows. He is also in intense pain. Why not, right? So it is said that there were so many arrows, right, to have a bed and the body to be on top, right? There should be so many arrows. There's not even 2 inches of space in his body. There's so many arrows shot to Bhishma Dev. So Bhishma Dev is a very great devotee of the Lord. And now if you see his way of passing away, and we see Puranjana's ways of passing away, right? We definitely feel affection for the Lord. And we say, okay, no, I don't want to have a life of Puranjana. Right? It's so miserable, so miserable. And it takes a lot of time for us to, you know, figure out, but at least reading Bhagavatam and listening the pastimes and seeing some practical application of it, we will definitely feel that seed is there in us, so that we will build that affection for the Lord, right? So now this one here, if we see passing away of Bhishma Dev in presence of Lord Krishna, that's the title of the chapter name, right? Bhishma Dev is there in the battlefield, but Krishna, now he remembers that my devotee is there in the battlefield and how to give him pleasure, right? That's the important point. Now Krishna is thinking about giving pleasure to Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev wants to see the Pandavas as the rulers, as the affluent, as the kings. So that's how they all dress up. They all dress up, and still Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna. Still Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna, all dress up very opulently, and they go and meet Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev also makes an interesting, you know, correlated point to this chapter, right? Time. He talks about time to Yudhishthir, who was, you know, we see before Bhagavad Gita was in, we see before Mahabharata war, Arjuna was very moroseful, and after the war, Yudhishthira Maharaj was very moroseful, right? Very lamenting. You know, we have killed so many people. How can I rule? You know, all those things. So Krishna gave instructions to Yudhishthira, and he took him to Bhishma Dev, and he got instructions from Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev says one point was, you know, which is great, clouds or wind? By all means, you know, the wind, the clouds, right? They're huge, they're gigantic, they carry water, you know, so many, we can't even count how many gallons of water they carry. They inundate complete city, county, state, right? So the clouds are very, very powerful by all means, but the winds can easily carry away the clouds. Bhishma Dev mentions that the winds can easily carry away the clouds. Similarly, the time factor is very influential. Here we see in this chapter Chandavega, who is the time, and his sister is Kalakanya, Jara. Right? They are all coming and attacking Puranjara. Now here, when Bhishma Dev is passing away, now Krishna, like I mentioned, if we don't remember, Krishna will take every opportunity to come and make us remember. Here to Bhishma Dev, you know, who was lying on the bed of arrows for at least 40, 50 days, right, waiting for Uttarayana. The Lord comes by his own mercy, and he brings the most pleasurable part, what gives ultimate pleasure to Bhishma Dev. And we see Bhishma Dev is in extreme pain, but his mood, we call this Bhishma Stuti, his prayers, right? Bhishma Dev, after he leaves this, after this planet, he goes to Vaikuntha planets. Prabhupada mentions in his purports, he goes to Vaikuntha planets and he serves the Lord in Parthasarathi form. So Bhishma Dev, so passing away of Bhishma Dev, and we will just see this verse that we were also discussing in our Sunday call, how eloquently he describes the body of the Lord, the dress of the Lord, and the face of the Lord in this verse. And why I want to bring this verse is, Puranjana, if you see, was attached to all his affectionate people. He was very much attached to them. But here Bhishma Dev, he said, I don't want that. I want just you. Who he want? Vijaya Sakhe. Rati Rastu. Right? He want Vijaya Sakhe. Who? That is his intimate affection. That's what he want. He is calling the Lord as Vijaya Sakhe. Right? Vijaya is Arjuna, who is victorious. Sakhe is his friend. Right? So here this verse grows like this. Tribhuvana Kamanam Tamala Varanam. Tribhuvana Kamanam Tamala Varanam. Ravikara Gauravarambaram Dadane. Ravikara Gauravarambaram Dadane. Vapuralaka Kulavratam Vratam Najam. Vijaya Sakerati Rastume Anvadhya Anavadhya. Vijaya Sakerati Rastume Anvadhya. So he says, the Lord is describing, who is this Lord? Who is very desirable? Who these three worlds, Tribhuvana Kamanam, right? These three worlds is desiring after this Lord. How does this Lord looks? Tamala Varanam. He is bluish, like the tamal tree, right? So here we see, you know, many comparisons, how the Lord looks like. We see, you know, dark clouds. Here Bhishma Dev is defining the Lord as Tamala Varanam, right? He's like bluish tamal tree. And how does his dress look like? His dress, which is, you know, his golden dress, which is glittered by the Ravikara Gaura. Gaura is gold color. His dress is golden color. Ravikara Gaura Varambharam, right? Dadame, who is wearing this gold color dress, is glittered by the sunlight. And his body, especially his face, which is covered with the sandalwood pulp, right? Look, so this is how Bhishmadev is on his deathbed, right? Who is ready to pass away. All these influences are there. Right? All the influences that we see, they are like, you know, not even defined. They are very insignificant here. They are present, but they are not even mentioned. If you see this entire chapter, it's not there. Bhishmadev, you know, he says, you know, he has a lot of tears. Why? Because he sees Yudhishthir in as a king. So he has tears for that, but not for his, you know, material bodily conditions, right? So that's the difference we see. So now, so what's Bhishmadev is saying? The last line is Vijaya Sake Rati Rastume Anavadya, right? He's saying, I want this attraction to this Vijaya Sake, right? And I don't want without any fruitive results. So that's what is Bhishmadev desiring here. He wants the affection, the attraction to the Lord, but he doesn't want this fruitive results. Because what happens, we see in case of Puranjana, it is binding him. It is no benefit, right? Even he is in very helpless condition. In front of him, everything is taken away and is forcibly taken away. What is his next life? His next life is a woman. Now we see Bhishmadev. What is his next life? He doesn't have a next life. He goes back to his eternal Vaikuntha planets and serve the Lord in the Parthasarathi form. Right? So that's what we see. I just wanted to, you know, give the comparison instead of just focusing on that Puranjana pastime. Yes, it is giving us what happens. And here the devotees of the Lord gives us what happens, right, when we have that our affection to the Lord, right? Where there is no affection, we can see the contrast. Where there is no affection and where there is affection to the Lord, right? Coming back to this Puranjana pastime, right? So now, actually I have mentioned, you know, few points that I thought I will quickly mention today. So we see in the later part of the chapters that, you know, this has a happy ending, and Puranjana also, Parsini Barishat, who hears this pastime, doesn't understand like we. This pastime is lot of allegories, right? Lot of comparisons. So it's like difficult to comprehend. We have to, you know, read, write, listen multiple times. Then we can understand little by little, right? So here, this Puranjana's pastime is little difficult to understand. And it has, you know, this very graphical way how he is pulled away from his all material affections. But at the end, the Narad Muni narrates this story, right? Which helps Parsini Barishat, and he does retire and gives the kingdom to his sons, the Prachetas, who are meditating now. And one other example we see the Vidura example, right? Vidura, being a selfless devotee of the Lord, he comes back to Hastinapur, right? And now he similarly, like Narad Muni is seeing Parsini Barishat, he sees Dhritarashtra being, you know, very, he also has this old age and still has, he doesn't want to give up, right? He has a lot of affection to his ill-minded son Duryodhana, right? Now he wants Vidur. He tried before a lot of times to bring Duryodhana to the right path, right? Vidur could understand the Supreme Lord, but Duryodhana could not understand. Dhritarashtra could not understand, right? So he makes one last effort, and finally he cuts the ties of Dhritarashtra, and they all go to, you know, they all walk to the Himalayas, northern side of the Himalayas, and they pass the Gandhari and Dhritarashtra pass the body, you know, using Ashtanga Yoga, and they get, you know, very high life in the next birth, right? So the devotees of the Lord are helping people who are afflicted. So by listening all these pastimes, now, you know, we can relate, we can see how we are also afflicted by all these things, what's happening, and how we can at every time, at every moment, how we can build our affection for the Lord, right? That is the bottom line. How we can build our affection for the Lord through, we might have, you know, different tastes, like the service of Bhishma Dev, he's in virarasa, he's in a fighting mood, right? So he feels very pleasure when he sees the Lord with his wheel in his hand, right? He's in a different rasa. So we have different tastes, different ways, different attitudes to serve, and we can all use all those to build our affection for the Lord through Srimad Bhagavatam, through our chanting, and through associating with devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. And this is what I thought I will mention a few points during this call. And with that, I will end the call here. And Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Thank you. If I have committed any, wrongly said anything, please excuse me. And I really took this opportunity to put my thoughts together, what I was hearing, you know, in last few months. And this made me really think, you know, if comprehend what all was going on in these past times. Thank you very much. With this, I will end my few points here. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. It was a very, very nice, straight, beautiful class. To the point. Thank you so much for covering the chief points of the story from the point of Paranjan, as well as comparing the situation with Bhishma and then further Dhritarashtra. It was very, very nice, Prabhu. I don't have any questions, but just wanted to appreciate. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji, for maintaining this platform so that we can listen, you know, from different speakers and getting different aspects about Bhagavatam. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very nice class, Prabhuji. Very wonderful points. You connected Bhishma Dev's prayers also, and nicely, coherently, you know, we can understand what are the trio and what are they doing, and how Puranjana is taking this and Narada Muni's role in this. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very wonderful class.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much for encouraging words. Hare Krishna. Okay, Mataji, I think we can end the call here then, right?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Guru Maharaj Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very nice. We have been hearing your classes in Sunday Sangha, but now we got here in Bhakti Sangha also. So thank you so much. So, Prabhuji, you covered two verses, right?
11 and 12, Mataji.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Shureshwar Prabhuji, Dhanavat Pranam. And this is Lavanya from Dallas. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the class, Prabhuji. Very nice points you mentioned. Thank you so much. Do come again on Bhakti Sangha, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Sure, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. It helps us to prepare and present nicely, and helps us to purify, because we are repeating now. We have to follow those things. Thank you, Mataji.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Okay, Mataji, then we'll end it here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Class, Prabhu. Very thank nice.
Madhavi Mataji, are you there? Madhavi Mataji, can you unmute yourself?
Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.